This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. You having fun over there?
I am.
The thing holds the mic.
What happened?
Did it slip off there?
Yeah.
There you go.
I fixed it now.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we're pleased to feature Lindsay Wagahoff from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. We're going to talk about their business retention programs and what's going on with the corporation. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here. Our guest this week is Lindsay Wagahoff from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Lindsay, welcome back, kiddo. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tobin?
It's been a while.
I know. It's been almost too long.
I know. Absolutely. We are here to talk about the corporation and tell us a little bit about what's going on. I know business retention is the name of the game, so talk with us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So one of the programs we wanted to highlight today is our business retention program, often referred to as the EDGE program, which stands for Enhancing Development Through Growing Enterprises. And a really long name, so we call it the EDGE program. But a long story short, it's basically we go meet with businesses confidentially throughout Montgomery County to talk about doing business. So we'll talk about things like quality of life, utilities, workforce. And it helps us identify their needs so we can help them. It really benefits them more than anything because if they have a problem, so say they need assistance with, oh, we've been trying to get in touch with this certain state agency because we need something from them, but we can't, mm-hmm. we can try to help bridge that gap. We do a variety of assistance depending on their need. So we go and meet with them. We do them, like I said, throughout the year. And we really, really like the program. And then we also take the information from the program. And we will put it into reports. Recently, I took the last 3 years' worth of visits data, compiled it, and gave a presentation to the county board and to some mayors at a mayor's meeting to kind of let them know what businesses are saying. So as they make decisions or talk about things going forward, they know what our businesses are needing.
That mayoral meeting is a genius idea because I've been doing this since 2002, and I don't ever recall a meeting where the mayors got together in a setting and talked about what's going on in their communities. So whoever came up with that idea, I don't know if it was you or Heather Hampton Odell or whoever, genius idea, because what a way to get the ball rolling and working together as a team.
Yeah, they go really well. They usually have really full agendas. They're ran through the county board administration office, so they host those meetings. And they always have a full agenda, it seems. You know, this time I'm usually give some type of report every time they meet, but this time we focused on this program. And so, you know, we got the information out to them as to what our businesses are telling us. So that's been really helpful.
You mentioned job retention and the needs of the businesses in this county, obviously with the membership or however. What are their needs? What are they saying?
One of the main things we hear about the most is workforce, the workforce development, the need for qualified individuals, you know, whether that be that they're skilled at a certain level or they have a certain education level or a variety of other qualifications at some businesses, depending on the job need. That's usually the biggest thing we get the most of is workforce. That's one of the main things I hear about the most.
If you had a potential business that came into Montgomery County, sell me a little bit what works well in this county. Obviously, agriculture works well here. Medical industry works well here because we've got two hospitals here. What other construction? I mean, is there ample space for construction in this county? I mean, what type of jobs are we looking at here?
You mean that we're trying to recruit or that we're trying to? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, a variety of things can work here. It's just what space we have to do that.
Okay.
So it's a matter of how much space they need, where they need it, what kind of infrastructure has to be previously in place. And those are all things that we evaluate when we do recruiting and those kinds of things and looking at what the business needs to be profitable. Obviously, we want them to be here, grow here, be profitable. So we look at all of those things. And we do that with our current businesses too. So, you know, do you have the space that you need to do your business, or are you going to need to expand and need more space? Do you need more workers? Do you need new equipment? Is there technology that's coming out that's changing the way you do business? And so that's changing things for you. And all of those things are evaluated all the time.
I.e. online. Because I see a lot of business now going online. Why rent a store? I mean, no offense to the downtown areas, but why rent a storefront when everything can be done virtually online on your iPad or on an office computer?
Well, they both have their perks.
obviously, they do.
Yeah. We encourage people for their businesses to have some type of website or some type of online interaction, just because so much is noted online these days. The first thing you do when you Google to go somewhere, you're going to Google it, right? You're going to go look at what their website say.
I'm more of a Yahoo guy, but that, anyway.
Yahoo, Google, Bing, whatever. we talk about all those things. Mm-hmm. So, and that's sort of a marketing strategy as well. And so we talk about that, their market, as part of these visits. Is your market changing? Is it expanding? And sometimes they'll say, we're trying to grow our market and we're trying to get our name out there, and maybe they're not sure how. So we'll go through with them and we'll say, okay, do you have a website, a Facebook page? Do you have some of the more free things that you can do? Or, do you advertise? Do you do these kinds of things? And so kind of give them an idea of maybe those are some things they could be doing. And that just depends on what the business needs. Some businesses have that down to an art, and they don't, that's not what their focus when we come in and visit with them is. It just depends on the business, what their need is. Like I said, they're all different.
You mentioned social media. That has changed the game.
Yeah.
Because that's a free alternative to get the message out. If you get enough followers, you're hitting your niche. Now, it may be your family members or whatever, but you're getting that niche out there, and it's free. The only thing you have to make a commitment on is basically updating what's on that Facebook page on a daily or a routine basis.
Well, social media is an interesting animal. It's
in a good way or a bad way?
It can be good and it can be bad for people all at the same time.
Right.
Because you can't always control. You have to be careful with Facebook what privacy controls you put, so that you can't control what people put about you out there necessarily, but you can if you put the right privacy settings on your page and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely changing the game and the way people do things. You want something out there real quick. Social media is definitely one way to do it, because you'll reach the masses in no time.
Right.
But yeah, your social media is and there's so many types of social media. You've got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm trying to think of all the other ones. I know there's how many different apps for social media can you have?
Pinterest.
Pinterest. People. I know some businesses. I've seen put on Pinterest. Look at this room, and they'll set stuff up or look, and they'll try to sell stuff that way. Pinterest, you're right, has changed it a little bit. So it's definitely
my wife is addicted to that website.
You gotta love Pinterest.
I
can't say that I'm just like your wife, so I can't say anything.
but you mentioned like the feedback you get on Facebook, because they have the opportunity, depending on how it's set up, to put comments. If you're a restaurant and someone puts a bad comment on it, that at least gives whoever is monitoring it an idea of what's going wrong, so you can nip the problem immediately and get it fixed. That's a positive of it. It stinks that you have something negative on there, but if it gives you an idea that says, okay, this is what we're lacking. Let's change it up a little bit to improve that, to fulfill that gap. Then it works out in the better.
You can look at it both ways. Yeah, some people look at it as, oh no, there's something negative about me, and some people look at it as,
depends on the type of the person.
You know, it just depends on how you choose to look at it. Right. But you're right. It can be a positive and a negative at the same time.
And it's a type of person. Because some people will take it like what you just mentioned, the wrong way. Oh my gosh, there's something negative on here. This isn't, you know, some people may take it as, okay, we've got a problem, let's fix it, and let's move forward. So, I mean, but retention, though, that's ideal here.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I'll say about this county has a lot of potential, and you and I have talked about this. We're about an hour from Springfield,
mm-hmm.
an hour from St. Louis, an hour from Decatur. You're kind of like right in the middle of it all. We were talking off air. You look at the taxes in this county. Taxes, no matter where you go, whether it's Litchfield, Hillsborough, Raymond, Nokomis, whatever, is pretty reasonable. You know, if you can tolerate a drive or something like that, this isn't really a bad place to be, is it?
I mean, no, not at all. And I will tell you, talk about taxes. One of the things we hear a lot about in our edge visits is actually the taxes are so high. That's one of the things that gets rated fairly poorly, in the sense that it gets rated poorly because they're so high. So that's a whole nother conversation we could have on a whole nother talk show.
When you mentioned that, though, I mean, are they talking about state? Or are they talking about the county?
And just their tax bills in general.
In general. Okay. In general. So it's the whole gamut.
The whole gamut.
Okay.
And like I said, we could have a whole conversation just about that.
Next Geraldo.
But yeah, exactly. That's what it would be like. But, you know, we talk about retention is a big thing for us. And, mm-hmm. you know, keeping our businesses here and our people here and those kinds of things are important. And, yeah, we have a lot of benefits to where we are. And that's great because you can be, you know, in St. Louis in almost no time, in less mm-hmm. than an hour in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
The same with Springfield. And so you can access those markets business-wise very somewhat easily.
Right.
So, you know, that's something we promote, is our location and the radius in which we have around us, and we're all the places that you can access almost in no time.
I mean, crime is down.
Right.
This is not a crime-ridden county by any means. This is a very supportive county.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Cancer Association, $180,000 for last year for their endeavors. I mean, this is a very supportive county. I mean, there's a lot of, you've got four school districts that are well represented in this county. I mean, it's got some potential. It's just, I think sometimes, and if I'm touching an area, please stop me. Sometimes this county, to me, seems to be in an identity crisis mode where you don't know which way we want to go. Do you want to try to attract industrial park type people here, or do we want to be a bed and breakfast county here? And there's no wrong way to go, but when you're on that fence, you got to make a decision here to make this work.
I think we have a lot of benefits that allows us to balance both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's important that we look at our strengths and our communities, and mm-hmm. we've been doing that. So which is really, really a good thing that we do. So I think, you know, everyone, you know, pretty much I think has figured out a lot of their strengths, and we try to capitalize on those, and that's sort of where we head with that.
What else is going on with the corporation?
Well, we got a couple events coming up we wanted to talk about quickly today.
It's always a good thing. You got to have events.
You got to. So I don't know if you remember, in May we did a Starting Your Business workshop.
Yes.
We're going to do another one. That one is September 9th at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Land. There in Litchfield, and it's pretty much the same workshop as it was before, but what it focuses on is if you want to start a business, you know, business planning, financing, different legal forms. So what are the difference between being, you know, a sole proprietorship versus a corporation versus a, how many different ways and all the charts and fees that goes with it? And they provide a great little chart about it. You know, how do you register your business name, taxes, things like that. And what it really does.
Registering name, Department of Revenue.
And they give you a lot of information on, you know, the business plan. It really gives you that. Makes you start to think if you're, you know, if you want to start a business, this mm-hmm. is a great workshop for you. Makes you think about some of those things like the financing aspect or the marketing and who's your competition going to be and what are you going to sell your product for or what is your business's goal? Who is your market? Mm-hmm. And, you know, where, what kind of location would you need? Could you do it out of your home? Do you need a storefront downtown? Do you really need a bigger building somewhere else? It kind of gives you, and you, probably a lot of people have these thoughts in their head, but this kind of gets them to put it on paper. And they, the handouts are provided by the Small Business Development Center so that when you leave after we've talked about all these things for 2 hours, you can go home and put those thoughts to paper. And you can start to think, okay. And it's a real basic, I mean, what they give you is a fairly basic business plan, but it's getting those thoughts from your head to paper and saying, okay, this is what I'm planning to do. And they, the Small Business Development Center from Lincoln Land out of Springfield actually puts the presentation on.
Okay.
And they give you a lot to think about, talk about, ask questions of them for starting your business. They do a great program. And so we're offering it again. Registration, we're going to do it again in conjunction with all of our partners like we did last year. Last May. Wow, I'm like already a year ahead.
Time flies.
I know. You know, the
Old Settlers is next week anyway, so
I know.
Time flies. Go ahead.
At the rate I'm going, it'll be December before I know it. With the University of Illinois Extension, City of Litchfield, and Lincoln Land Community College, and then the Small Business Development Center. So we partner to host this event. So we're excited about that. We will have Kevin Lust will present again, who presented the last time. And we do ask you to register, which you can do by calling the Extension office or going online. But that program is going to be September 9th at 6 o'clock. So we're pretty excited about that.
And that's always a good thing because you need ideas mm-hmm. about how to get started. I mean, I could have a concept about what would work. The thing is, I'm a fan of Shark Tank a little bit. You got to have that little mentality here because that gives you a perfect idea about right. what people are thinking and what may or may not work. There's a lot to it. You got to know the mm-hmm. taxes in this area. You got to know buildings, how much they cost, especially downtown. You're dealing with 100-year-old buildings. What work needs to go into those buildings? You know, so on and so forth. There's a lot to it. I mean, it's not a concept where you say, okay, I'm going to do this and it's there. No, it's it's a long, tedious process, and sometimes depending on what it is, you got to go through different boards and the city council to make it happen.
Depending on what you're trying to do depends on how what it all takes, and I think some of that getting your thoughts to paper is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Small Business Development Center provides the materials to sort of for you to lay that out, and then, you know, after that, it's not like you're just on your own. You can always feel free to call my office or the Business Development Center and gives out their information as well for us to continue those conversations. So, right. you know, you're going to leave there and you're probably going to have more questions. And it's even for the
and
workshop.
And that's probably a good thing if you leave yeah. there with more questions.
Yeah, because once you kind of process it all, you're kind of like, well, maybe this or maybe that. Mm-hmm. And even if you're a current existing business and you're like, well, you know, I want to start delving into this section or I want to start expanding my business this way, but I don't really know how. It's the same sort of concept, you know, get those thoughts to paper. Mm-hmm. And this workshop can kind of help navigate some of that for you. Or, you know, we're thinking about changing something and we don't know what to do or you know, how do we market that? Or, I mean, those are questions you can come and ask Kevin, and Kevin will gladly, as part of the presentation, answer any questions anyone has.
You mentioned downtown areas, and we've talked about, you know, having a storefront downtown. Mm-hmm. You look at downtown, you look at Litchfield, you look at Hillsborough, they have done a lot to mm-hmm. renovate the downtown area to make it more appealing for the citizens and for potential individuals. That's got to make your job a little bit easier because there's work to make the county a little bit more attractive.
Well, I mean, it's always great when people put, you know, they revitalize infrastructure or beautification can help a lot. And so all of that is part of the whole pie, as I say. So that's not one component of what we kind of do too.
So we've got the small business workshop. What else is coming
up? So in October, every about 4 years, we have what they call the Montgomery County Summit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the fourth year. So we'll be having it this year. It'll be October 23rd. It will also be at Lincoln Land. We're going to have a little networking before at 6, and then we've got some speakers starting around 7. And we've got two speakers this year. One is going to be from Springfield, and they're going to talk a little bit about some identifying their community needs to help their downtown area, and sort of how they decided to take the route that they took and what that's done for downtown Springfield. So it kind of gives you that not so far away approach of, oh, there's really Springfield's not that far, so it's just the town over what they did and their success story. And then the main speaker we have for the night, and we called this segment a community collaboration to brew the future. And what that is, the theme of the whole evening is building blocks to the future. So it's about looking to the future and being ready and prepared for the future. We actually have the mayor of the village of Potosi, Wisconsin coming. And for those of you that are not familiar with Potosi, Wisconsin, Potosi, Wisconsin is the home of the Potosi Brewing Company and the National Brewery Museum. They had a brewery that started back in the 1800s. And
they brews up there. They
it
do.
It is Wisconsin. so they...
brews and cheese. All right.
So they, in their town of 700 people, granted Potosi is a very small town of 700.
About the size of Raymond.
Yeah.
A little bit less.
A little bit less. Yeah. So they ended up having... the brewery had obviously went through prohibition and had sat vacant for a while and almost got destroyed by a fire. And they ended up coming together as a community to revitalize it and beat out St. Louis and Milwaukee to home the National Brewery Museum, a town of 700 people.
That's incredible.
So what the mayor talks about is their story and how the community came together and how they did it. And the story is so interesting because I didn't give you all the parts to the story. Mm-hmm. I just gave you a little bit. So you got to come to the summit to hear the whole story.
All right. We're running out of time. We've got 30 seconds here.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure. And we need to have you back on again talking about other stuff with the Montgomery County, with the corporation, because I know the dinner will be right around the corner too. So stay tuned for that. We'll have you back on. Coming up next week on the Wednesday Talk Show, we'll have the girls from Lincoln Land Community College here. So until then, talk to you next week. So long.